Well, ladies and gentlemen, it says here we're live, so we must be live. It's Wednesday the 31st of August 2022, and you're watching and listening to Balcony Banter. And here we are in all our glory, ladles and jelly spoons. It's Tim Dowd for Living with MS in Tenerife. Christina is sat opposite me. Living with MS, really, in Tenerife.
Yeah, definitely.
And Julianne is just living with a mess in Tenerife.
Sometimes.
If you've seen the kitchen, you know. Don't tell them.
All is good.
I know. You're watching MS in Tenerife. My name's Timothy Dowd. If you want to come on the show tonight, go to timothydowd.com and press the live button. And you can come in. Oh, I can hear myself again. Should take that off. So it's Q&A call-in tonight, so if you want to try your luck, call in and let me know. I shall open the room in a minute. You can go in now and wait and chat with other people if you're all waiting. There is nobody waiting, actually, at the moment, but there you go. And don't forget, we have Timothy Dowd, which is me, star of the show. Star of the show. We have Christina Dowd.
This is me.
The shooting star.
The shooting star of the show. She's not in a good mood today, the way.
It's good.
You're not in a good mood today.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Humbug.
Humbug.
And we've got Julianne in Endley, who's the bubbly one of the evening. She came in bubbly. I don't know why, because she likes it raining. Oh, by the way, it's raining.
Yes, I do like it.
I quite like it raining, but it's too damn muggy for me. I think the word, if you've ever watched Throw Mama from the Train, it was the sentence that made him throw Mama from the train. The evening was moist.
Moist.
De Nacht war schwul.
Nicht schwul.
Ah, schwul.
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 See, there's one word that sounds exactly the same in mine, and one means sort of like damp and moist, and the other one means gay. And I always get them mixed up. So.
And it's not the happy one.
It's not the happy gay, it's the homosexual gay. But you don't use that in German anymore, do you? That's not politically correct anymore, is it?
I wouldn't know.
I
don't think so.
Political correctness. I quite like my picture, actually. It's got quite a nice light today, isn't it?
Yes, perfect.
Because it's not sun shining, so that means we've got a decent exposure on the iPad Mini 6. And it's following me, which is good. Probably makes you guys sick. Okay, let's see who's on. We've got 60 people watching already. Thank you so much for joining us today. We don't really have a topic today, so we're going to talk about whatever you decide. First on was Jeff. Thumbs up. And Craig, evening Tim and Christina, Juliani, everyone else, don't forget the thumbs up. On the way, listen up, totally free. And don't subscribe, also free. Everything's free tonight. Everything is free tonight. In fact, I haven't even monetized this thing yet. So you're all watching for nothing, no adverts, nothing. You can come on.
That's what I might do, though. You don't know if you're going to say any swear words, that's why.
That's true. Yep. And not only that, but I'm going to experiment. Everybody else has adverts in the middle of the videos, and I always said I don't like that, because you're watching a video, then all of a sudden it says Ray-Bans, you know, and you think, oh, you know, what is that? And I'll usually turn off if I find an advert on the channel in the middle of the video that's sort of a surprise, you know. I mean, sometimes I'm watching videos about cameras or something or other, or I'm learning something, and all of a sudden it's sort of a video that I want to, that I'm interested in the adverts, but I think it's part of the show, and then anyway, that's me anyway. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to have a look here. We've been on 4 minutes and 25 seconds. So every 10 minutes, we're going to have an ad break. Okay? So I'm going to announce it. You're watching live, you won't see it because it's done afterwards, right? For people on catch-up. So if you're on catch-up, you're going to see an ad break every 10 minutes. But we're going to have a bit...
be one advert, though.
It's one advert. In each break, and I can put more than one if you want.
No,
just one. I was planning just one. It's an advert that you can skip, I think. I think you skip them. Mm. Or if they're not skippable, they're only 5 seconds long, so it's the same. So I'm going to go and do that and see if I get less people watching on catch-up because of that, right? So the way to stop watching adverts on Balcony Banter is watch it live. Okay, so what we got? We got Julie Wade, Jeff Daniels, Simon Farrant, everybody saying hi, hi, hi. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Juliana Nendel's on, hello, hola, whoever she is. Luke Otter, hello, everyone. We'll be talking about Luke in a minute. Charlie, evening, Tim, spot on about the storm, mate. I get all my information from Ephemerides Canarias on... I'll put the link in... It's not in the description now, but I'll put it in later. And it's a great Facebook page and website, I think. But the Facebook page is always good. It tells you when the storms are coming, what it's like. It doesn't tell you the weather for tourists, but it'll tell you if there's something going on. So we'll do that. Beautiful evening in Manchester, says Charlie. Gordon Duncanson, hope you're all well. We're fine, thank you. John Beavis, good evening. Anne-Marie's on, Gary Payne. 23 days and he's coming back. Marialti, Distractions on. Hello, Sir Tim and the Balcony Girls. We're going to...
Hey, Sir Tim
and the Balcony Girls. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sir Tim and the Balcony Girls. Tonight's show, we've got Sir Tim doing all the talking and the Balcony Girls are going to be doing the backing vocals. Here we go.
I like the girls.
You like the girls, my dear?
So I'm not a balcony granny.
You're not a balcony granny, no. No balcony granny
no,
there.
Not at all.
Cool dude, Tim Dell and the Balcony Girls. I like that. There was A&E on Saturday, Paula Williams. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Don't, Tim, don't. Every 10 minutes, wow. Well, maybe not every 10 minutes then. I don't know. After the first 10 minutes, we'll have one and then we'll see. I'll usually forget anyway, these things, you know. Gary Payne, question, where can you get a Sunday roast who give you more than one roast potato? I wouldn't know, because I've never had a Sunday roast I haven't cooked myself on the island. But I've heard good stories about the Winchester, but I'm not sure how many potatoes you get. But if you go online to the Winchester in Fania Bay, there's a picture of it. So it's a massive Yorkshire pudding. You got the option of chicken, beef, or both, I think, and pork, or all three, something like that. But I'm not sure how many roast potatoes. But if you come to my house, you get as many as you like. But I don't know. Where else do roast dinners that I've heard are good? Harriet's Tea Room, behind the bus station in Los Cristianos. They do a very good Sunday lunch. And I'm sure you guys will know better than me who does Sunday English lunch. Yeah? Unless you want a Spanish Sunday lunch.
Proper guachinches.
Yeah, guachinches.
They are the best.
And have a Sunday lunch there and do that. But, those are the two that I know. That Winchester is good and Harriet's. I can't think of anywhere else.
Well, I get mine at home.
Exactly. E-Distraction, Charlie's on every 10 minutes. Mary, hope you're all good. Mary. Steve and Jackie, good evening. Jenny from the Hi Guys. From my first experience of rain here in the summer.
Woo-hoo.
Quite nice, but the same page mood-wise as Chris. Cranky pants. You're cranky pants. Cranky pants. Paula Williams, hi. And hope David have a nice birthday. Oh, did David have a birthday? Ooh. Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Everybody's saying hi, Duck. Hi, Duck. Del Duck. Thanks, Paula. He'll be on shortly. Don't call me shortly. What else are we going to do today? Yeah, it is a chit-chat, so I'm going to open the room now, and let's see if anybody's dared to come in. They usually pop up here, and I haven't muted you, so you can come on and swear now. You say, oh, bathroom taps and toilet rolls, or whatever. Okay, we're connected to the room, but nobody's in. So if you want to go to that, just go to timothydowd.com/live and follow the instructions. They're quite easy. If you've got a phone, hold it sideways. tap the thing, say, yes, I allow access to the microphone and the camera, and then you can talk. There you go. Oh,
easy peasy.
Easy peasy. If you don't want the camera on, turn the camera off. And you can come on with just the voice. It'd be like a phone call.
Hmm.
We do that as well. You don't get to be seen until I put you on screen anyway. So if you just say, hey, Tim, I don't want the camera to be shown, we'll still be able to hear you. And there you go. Scottish Corner, somebody's saying. Have you seen Andrew's vlog of Steak 21 Restaurant in your village? It was really good. I saw that, actually. And in fact, we were at Little Germany the same night, and on the way home, we had a chat. So, in fact, Laura mentioned at the end of the vlog that they've just found out that the guy's Scottish with Iranian background, who owns it, and that's what I told him. So, there you go. I'm on Andrew's vlog. I also mentioned that I would interview him again if he wanted it. We've done one interview with him when he was pushing Sanasty car hire back in the day. But now that he's famous, I've asked him to do another interview and ask him what's it like to be the Justin Bieber of Tenerife. So we'll see if anything comes of that. He's very busy, though. What is a Spanish Sunday roast? Well, a Spanish Sunday dinner would be paella or cocido.
Yeah.
Or goat.
Yeah. And talking about the guachinche food, it's pata asada.
Pata asada.
Which is like...
roast duck.
A ham. It's a basic...
Is it a ham?
Yeah.
Pata.
Yeah. So it's the...
Okay. Pata, not pato.
No.
Okay. No.
Pata. And then what else do they do? The potatoes, the wrinkled potatoes.
Papas arrugadas.
Arrugadas. And croquetas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's different kinds. You can have spinach.
Pimiento de parón.
That's
as well.
As well.
Roast
very
peppers.
Very nice.
In fact, there's a place I went to see when Stephanie was over. It was one of the candidates for her. Birthday dinner, and it's up in Los Minores, and it's called Gagnaia.
Yeah,
something like that. Opposite the German butchers.
Yes.
So if you go to Los Minores, and when you get into Los Minores, you got to turn up towards Taucho,
mm-hmm.
and on the left, after about 100 yards, is a restaurant.
Yeah.
But they do really, really good sort of like pork steaks, you know, mm-hmm. like tomahawk pork steaks. And it's dirt cheap as well. So you can get like, if there's a load of you going, you'll probably get a fillet steak, a whole fillet cut, and, you know, baked, done to your perfection and cut, and then a couple of pork chops, and then just dot the place with cheeses with honey
and mojo,
papas arrugadas. It's a very sort of like all-inclusive thing on a Sunday, I think, isn't it? And if you go to Raymond's on a Sunday after church in Los Cristianos, so Raymond's is a little place on the street just up from the church, a lot of people do paella on that day. So, and they're all in the Sunday best and everything. And that's one of the best paellas on the island. And the pulpo salad to start, I recommend that as well. That and an alcohol-free beer, that is a morning. That is a good morning. Okay. Jeff Daniels said, would be cool. Alan Solmay blogs, hi all. Alan, you asked a question the other day and I didn't answer it, I think. Or I couldn't find it. Hope you're all right. And if you want to come on, just go to timothydowd.com/live. Follow the instructions. Nobody's come in as yet. It doesn't ring a bell when you come in. So if you come in and I don't talk to you, I will see you eventually when I look over here and do all that. But there you go. Okay, personally, in my humble opinion, I can't understand anyone going to Tenerife and looking for an English Sunday roast or a full English breakfast. Controversial, I know, but it's just my opinion. You know, it's...
I'm with you there.
Yeah, Chris is with you there, but it's basically, it's not coming to Tenerife and having a Sunday roast, I think. I think what it is, it's the... put it this way. If you go somewhere and you really like the culture, and you want to immerse yourself in that culture, that's great. But having a Sunday lunch that is British, if you're British, isn't sort of like going against somebody else's culture. It's basically, I just love me meat, two veg and gravy and Yorkshire pudding, you know?
Yeah.
And if it's something you like, especially if you're sort of not used to foreign food sometimes,
yeah,
and you've had the whole week of trying everything exotic, and you think, you know what, it's Sunday, yeah, I just fancy something I know.
Exactly.
So I can imagine that.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't do, though, is come over and say, oh, there's all foreign muck, I'm just having pie and mash and fish and chips and Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't condone. You know, why go to a foreign country if you're just going to eat your own food all the time? Mm-hmm. But if you're sort of saying, yeah, I've tried the pickled eggs and all the other stuff, and I just want fancy a Sunday lunch, I got nothing against that.
And also it's supporting your people.
Yeah, it supports the restaurants that do that, of course.
Yeah.
Good evening, BB crew and everyone on the chat. Just a quick hello and hope everybody's well. Everybody's well, Bob.
Thank you.
Are you coming over soon, Bob? I'm not sure. Where are you coming over? I know you said you were thinking of coming over to Lanzarote, but I don't know whether you're coming over here. Okay. Ah, Luke's got a question. You want to field that one?
Where is it? Let me see.
After tree surgeon Mary and Heather.
Ah, okay. There. A question for the three of you. If your every inner thought was suddenly made publicly known, how do you think it would alter people's perception of you?
Nothing. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't think of anything that don't come out of my mouth.
I believe there's especially.
Okay. There.
What happened there?
Something is echoing.
Ah, somebody came in. That's what it is.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
There we go.
Well, just to
be with you in a minute, sir.
To answer that quickly, I think something that you think comes out, on a physical level, and the way you talk and the way you word things, the way you behave, it shows in your behavior, ultimately. I mean, of course, you can maybe hide it for a long period of time and disguise, but. Especially like Tim, for instance, he's so present, so it wouldn't really make much sense.
I mean, sometimes if you're talking to me and you're being a bit of a wally, I'll be nice to you, but I'll be thinking, you know, I can't be dealing with this. So maybe you'll find something about yourself if you listen to my inner thoughts. But typically, I've got my heart on my sleeve. Chris, on the other hand, runs deep, I believe. She's pretended to love me for the last 30 years. We do have a guest came in the room, so we're gonna bring him in now. If I can remember what he's called, or we know what he's called. He's called Alan Gebby. Here he is. Alan, how the devil are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic, thanks, Tim.
You're looking
and
good,
how about
actually.
You over there?
We're doing fine. It's just started raining again, so the plants behind me are going to get a bit.
Yeah, I believe he had some thunderstorms last night.
I didn't hear the storms last night. Did you hear them, Muriel?
No.
But it was windy.
Not thunder, but stormy. Yes,
yeah.
I heard the storm. I needed to close the bedroom window, actually.
We were quite good on this one. I had to close the other side because it was blowing through like a gale.
Yeah.
And I could smell Christina's fart, so I had to close that door.
Oi!
Oi! What, today?
Oi! I never fart.
Women don't fart, do they? That's why they get bloated.
Yeah.
There you go. There's my thoughts right in the... straight out of my mouth. So, Alan, what's the weather like up in Shortland?
It's a beautiful day, Tim, today. It's about 21 degrees and the sun is glistening over the sea, which makes a change. But it's actually been not bad the last week or so, I must admit.
Cool. And when's your next chance to come over?
I'll be with you on the 11th of October for a couple of weeks.
Cool, dude. Are we going to meet up?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Go for a walk in the mornings?
Anne and I usually have breakfast in the hotel and then go out for a walk every morning, so no doubt we will meet up at some time.
Cool dude.
Yeah,
so,
and the reason why... Sorry,
go ahead.
The reason
no,
why
you go
I'm
ahead.
Going right, is I've got to go back to work on Monday, so I'm not happy.
Oh, but
then again, it's only for 5 weeks.
Well, yeah. I'm getting rained on here. The wind's changed. I don't worry about it. It's 28 degrees here. Is it still 28? Let's have a quick look.
Is it not 28 every day?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 26 at the moment.
Good.
So it's quite nice. There's a little bit of a wind, but we should be all right. So what's been happening with you in the last few weeks? Anything special?
Not a lot, Tim, to be honest with you. I've been out trying to enjoy the weather. I've been out paddle boarding and doing whatever, because as you know, the beach is just across the road from the house. So
exactly.
It's nice and handy. So when it's nice and you make the most of it, because we'll have a long damn winter to put up with. So.
Oh, winter. Oh, yeah. We usually have winter, but that's usually on a Thursday. And then it's
Believe. Usually about a Thursday sometime in sort of end of November, and then that's it, away.
That's it. No, we get snow on the mountains in January, don't we? So you can you can sun on the beach at 25 and then go up to the mountains and ski. And then actually, you won't be able to next year, will you? Because they're closing the park to personal traffic. You can only go in a public transport. Mm. Yeah. Is that next year?
Well, but usually it's closed anyway when it's snowing.
Oh, when it's snowing, it's usually closed anyway. But I think they're thinking of closing the national park for private vehicles, because we've not been very good in keeping the environment clean and unblemished. So I think there's it's either been decided and it's going to happen, or it's on the cards, that they're going to stop private vehicles from going into the national park, and you can only go on a guided tour. What am I talking about?
That was quite funny, you saying about skiing in there and then going down for a swim. I was in California a few years ago, and we were up skiing in Mammoth Mountain, and then went back down to the beach and then had a swim in Carmel. So it was quite surreal, having skied in the morning and then swim in the afternoon.
You can actually do that in Lancashire as well. You go to Rossendale dry slope and then go to Berrybass afterwards.
That's where Dave Ryden actually learned to ski, who's done great stuff for British skiing. So
in Rossendale?
Yeah, he learned to ski in the dry slope. Yep.
Cool dude. My dad nearly bought two houses there. He wanted a detached house and there was nothing going, so he decided to buy two semis. And we got up there and we looked at the place. It was the end of a cul-de-sac in a new area in, I don't think it was Rossendale itself. I think it was, I can't remember anyway. And it was right behind us was a forest, and in the valley was a factory. And my little sister, she was must have been about 6 years old or something, she says, "Oh, Daddy, there's a factory down there, you know, with a chimney." So he didn't buy it. You know, she's not posh now. Like, she knows, you take the Lancashire girl out of Lancashire, but you can't. Anyway.
That would be like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit like that. It's probably an old cotton mill or something. They would have closed down in 2 years anyway. Yeah, so we nearly ended up in Rossendale, but we didn't in the end. What else is going on, Alan?
Well, as I said, back to work on Monday for a 5 week stint, and then that will be me virtually up to when we leave to come back to Tenerife. So.
Cool, dude.
So you got something looking forward to. Not too bad.
Exactly, Juliani. I only work part-time now anyway, but it's the thought of having to go back in for 5 weeks, but hey.
Are you on sort of an early retirement plan, or what's that?
Basically, I actually work for the University of Glasgow on the immigration side, so virtually have to look after all our international students to make sure that they're all have the proper documentation, et cetera, et cetera. And we've got 7,697 foreign students now, so it's quite...
What nationalities?
Oh, Juliani, they're from... I don't think there's a country in the world that we don't have any students from, to be honest. I mean, we've got Uzbekistanis, Kazakhstanis, we've got people from Alaska. I mean, it's just... Wow. It really means international, using every term international. So,
any Canarians?
A few, yes, we have actually, and we've got obviously quite a lot of Spanish students as well. So, yeah.
Cool, dude. I'm at the bottom today, so these two guys, and I'm at the bottom. If you want to come on like Alan, just go to timothydowd.com/live and follow the instructions. How easy was it, Alan?
Piece of cake.
But you've been doing it before, though, so it's not your first time.
Yeah, it's not my first rodeo, Tim.
Have you got a poignant question for us? Something to make us think.
Who have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come on, and then you have a poignant question. Yeah,
I've actually got a lot of questions, but they're all tarred with a bit of controversy in them because I like to stir things up.
Even the best, as long as it doesn't contravene the Google community guidelines.
YouTube.
No, I wouldn't dare do that. Actually, Tim, I was going to ask you. Anne and I wanted to go up to Masca, and we haven't been for a long, long time, and we thought of doing that when we come over. Any recommendations on how to do it?
The easiest way to do it, I would say, would be to drive up there.
Yeah.
And if you want to park, get a 125 moped. If you're not into that, then you can do the whole island tour, which includes Masca. And then you've basically done the National Park, the Garra Chico, the Puerto de la Cruz. It takes a whole day, I think. And I'll tell you who went on it. I'll tell you who went on it was Joe Carroll that was on. He's still here, but he went on it yesterday, I think.
Oh, right.
So next time I see him, I'll ask him about that. So that might be something you want to do. But the other thing you can do is talk to Dan, obviously, at Tenerife First Excursions.
Yeah. I've actually sent Dan an email this morning. So.
Yeah. And they'll look after you. But you might want to do, as I said, if you're going that way, you might want to do Buena Vista del Norte and Garra Chico and Dragon Tree in the same one. My brother did that one, actually. If you do the Dragon Tree Mascar route, then that's probably half a day. That's quite nice. And then you're not driving either. You can have a drink.
Yeah. I think we would prefer a half day rather than a full day, to be honest with you. We're not a great one for touring. I actually went up to Buena Vista. I played the golf course up there once when I was there.
Yeah.
A while ago. Yeah, yeah. It's a nice course. It's just a shame that it's a bit so much out the way.
That's also true. I think it's very windy this time of year as well with the alisios, the trade winds coming in. Mm-hmm. Although the storm today is coming from a different direction, isn't it?
It's coming from there.
It feels like it's coming from here, but if you look at the... Because it's swirling round, yeah? But it's actually moving from Dakar up to us.
Really? So
it went past Cap Verde, and then it hits the main coast and turned left, and now it's coming up past Dakar. So, and it's really bad there. It's real sort of like red, deep red thunderstorms and everything. So we're just at the top end tail at the moment, and that's coming round like this. So we shall see in the next tomorrow. They did say tomorrow was the last day of the storm, so it's going to either hit us tonight or it's going to miss us. That's the one. Okay, the inner thoughts, we did that one. We're going back to the questions, and you can join in if you want, Alan.
Yeah, okay.
So you stick around, or if you want to go, that's also okay.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, stick around. If anybody else wants to come in, just pop in, and I've got room for another two people, I think.
We got a question from Luke again.
Okay.
Luke is the one who is popping all those great questions all the time. So name one life-changing epiphany moment that happened in your life. What epiphany moment did you have?
Life-changing. That was the week of hell, maybe?
It was beer.
For both of us, really, wasn't it?
The week of hell.
Yeah. The week of hell, when we found out that Chris had MS for the first time.
Oh.
Or what else?
Stephanie had to do her teeth.
Yeah, Stephanie had to do... she had an overbite or an underbite she had, didn't she?
Underbite.
An underbite, like that. So we had to get braces on her teeth, and I had to... Ooh. Every day I had to turn it, you know? I had to come home from work lunchtime because she couldn't do it.
So you had to adjust it?
Yeah, every day, twice a day.
Wow. Okay.
So they put it in, and then I had to go with an Allen key and turn it twice. And of course, it's going. And then she had this brace all over her head with a thing there and pulling a thing there and pulling this out. She had to walk around. She even go to school with it, didn't she? Did she go to school with it? Oh. I didn't go out the house with it, did she? Just at night and stuff like that, wasn't it?
Mm.
That was life changing.
I can still remember when they put the braces. I had those fixed ones, and the first night was just horrible. It was painful. It was really sensational.
Yeah. Alan's left us. I don't know whether that was meant to or not. But if you want to come back in, Alan, you're very welcome. But thanks for joining. If you're going. So that's the those are the teeth. Oh, he popped back in. Good.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Sorry about that, Tim.
Hey, no problem. I thought I'd change that so for you to be on it, but obviously you're not on it. So let's have a quick. Let's just get you back in. B is Alan Gebby. Done.
One of my life-changing epiphany moments, I would say. Yeah, one was definitely moving here and then deciding to stay here. I would say that. And then, of course, I would also say, that was over a period of time when we found out my dad had Alzheimer's.
Right,
That was a moment that was life-changing for the whole family.
We had a lot of life-changing stuff, but it was mostly good because we decided to do stuff, didn't we? I wasn't one to shy to take an opportunity and go.
Yeah.
Because I've moved every 10 years for all my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, the longest I ever stayed anywhere was in Bavaria, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we've been here 7 years now, eight. So we've got another 2 years to go.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going anywhere, though.
So, I mean, this is even in moments where you would say, oh, it's not the ideal epiphany moment, not what I had maybe expected or dreamed of, you could still make something good out of it and turn it around.
That's also true. I mean, you know, it's changing your life. You do that every day. You change your life, but you just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Every decision you make changes your life.
Exactly. Yeah. You either decide for that or for that.
What I read on Facebook, here's my epiphany moment when I realized that when I'm paying rent, I'm actually paying somebody else's mortgage and they get to keep the house. Hey, Ray Duffy, tea with spaghetti bolognese, parma cheese and trifle and a can of beer, Mr. Dowd, whilst watching the big TV, Timmy Boy and Company. Cool dudes, thank you so much for the donation there. Thank you. Daniel and his 125. Yeah, have a look at the Daniel's vlog with 125, and that'll take you to Mascar. Then you won't have to go, you've seen it on TV. Hey, Scotsman and Tenerife son. How's it going?
I noticed Kevin was asking me, I bet it's lovely in Troon today.
It probably is. My best friend just arrived in Tenerife today. She wasn't expecting bad weather. It's fantastic weather.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. We've got no sun anymore. It's a beautiful rainy day. You're out in your shorts. You can splash around.
It's so cosy.
Yeah, in fact, if you go in the swimming pool, it's warmer now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's warmer when you go in the swimming pool when it's raining. But don't worry, it's just today and tomorrow. Yeah. And if she's here for the week, then she'll have plenty of sunshine. Don't worry. Or he, I don't know. Or she. She'll have plenty of thing. And if she's here for 3 days, she'll get one day. But we'll see. Hope to improve for team. There we go. Buenas tardes, amigos. María Albanos.
Hola, mi niña.
Alan Fraser, good evening. Anne-Marie. Jeff Grace Cruz. Hi, Tim and company. Just wondering how long have you and your wife lived in Tenerife? We came on the 3rd of July, 2014. And we stayed. Yeah. From 2012, we came the first time on holiday because we were looking for a place to retire to. And we didn't realize we were going to retire 2 years later. But Chris said, you know, all she wants to do is to sleep late, get up, listen to the sound of the sea, having a brunch on the deck, and in the evening, bottle of wine, nice meal, and do it again tomorrow. So we worked out that you could basically do that here reasonably cheap. So we sold everything and worked out the finances. That was before Brexit, of course. Nowadays, you've got to have a lot more money. We couldn't actually live here if we decided to come now, because we wouldn't have the... we wouldn't be able to reach the level of income required to come from outside the EU. And basically, those rules were put in place to stop poor countries sending loads of people. Yeah, I mean, the EU doesn't want poor people, they want rich people.
I'm still European, so...
You're still European, but I couldn't come. Oh, yeah, I probably could if I was married to you, couldn't I? Okay, marry a good-looking German and then come over. There you go. That's the option. Or be Irish, of course. The Irish. Jenny, deep question. How do you know the difference between never giving up on a difficult roadblock dream versus releasing and letting go, but not carrying the guilt that you've given up?
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I think a question that can pop up many times throughout your lifespan. It's something that that is not just happening once. It happens more than once.
I think what you have to do is to look at your life and say, I'm not giving up on anything. I'm living my life on a day-to-day basis, right? So if you have a long-term goal and you say, okay, that long-term goal is no longer valid because of X, Y, Z, then I don't think that's giving up. So you just have to define giving up in your own mind. Let's assume you could do it, but you don't. That's giving up. But if you're unable to do it for whatever reason, then that's just changing tack. Yeah? So if you could carry through with what you'd planned and you don't, then you're giving up. But if you're changing tack based on new information, then you're okay. So there's no guilt on either of those.
Basically, what comes to mind is one balcony banter we did on surrendering, and it's in those moments good to surrender that chaotic mindset that you're in, where you are in that urge to maybe give up, and you don't really see any other possibility. And then just surrender to something higher than that chaos moment, and then just go with the flow. It's easier said than done, but also examine the feeling that is behind that. How much do you still want that? What you are actually wanting to pursue.
That's hard to know what to want as well. Maybe you think you want it.
Exactly. And and this is why I'm saying it's examining and really is it still that valid as in the moment that I decided to go for it? Is it still that that heartfelt desire that I had from the start, or is it sort of like vanishing? Or has it just become an urge or a routine or something that is perceived maybe from the outside? That you should have it, or you're making up an inner conversation that what would the outside think or what?
I'll never do that. I mean, look at the Lederhosen challenge. I've not given up on that.
Exactly.
It's just not happening this year.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a good point too. It might not be in that very moment, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen.
They're going to bury me in it. They'll get me in it after I've died. They're going to shove me in it, and I'll be in it.
Sometimes you're thrown in circumstances though that you don't anticipate that you have to change. I mean, it's just I mean, the thing is, you could walk out today and it's never going to be the same tomorrow. So, I mean, yeah, sometimes you've just got to say, well, it's unobtainable just now.
Exactly.
The other thing you can do, and I've done this a lot of times, is gone on. So if you, let's say you say to all your mates and say, right, I'm going to go to Tenerife and I'm going to make a fortune. I'm going to be a superstar magician and you're all going to see me in the lights in Las Americas, right? And that didn't happen, then I'm a YouTuber, right? So, but if you go back and I say, and I went back out to where I came from and said, oh, it didn't work. I suppose that's one way of giving up, is going back to what you were before the change would be seen as a defeat because you were giving up going backwards. But if you give up that goal and change it for a different goal going forward,
exactly,
then nobody can put that on you.
And that is also the feeling what I mean, because if you retreat back to your comfort zone, mm-hmm, because you're defeated, mm-hmm, then you might have that bad feeling,
or other people might give you the bad feeling.
Well,
or you might assume that they're thinking that.
You are the one in charge, exactly. So nobody can make you feel or think something you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, they can.
No.
Manipulating people can do that. But then just rid your life of manipulators. Michael Hudak, Tim, Christina and Juliana, you are now Spanish citizens or just residents of Spain. I will start looking at Spain's golden visa passport. Advice is much appreciated. Motown Mike, I am not in a position to give you any details, because if I do, a certain person will rip me a new one in the comments. So basically, it depends. I'm assuming if you're going for a golden visa passport that you are not an EU citizen. So if you're an EU citizen, there's no need to do anything about anything. Mm-hmm. We are not Spanish citizens. We kept our citizenship. I have a TIE, which is a Tarjeta Identificación Extranjero, I think it is.
And you have it right with you.
And you have to have it right with you.
Exactly. That's very true. Huh? You should always be able to identify yourself.
Yes, you do, even on holiday.
Yeah, and even if you go out for a walk with your dog, actually.
Yes. And the dog has to have a license as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Always licenses. Always carried with you.
So, I'm going to cover my knee up. There you go. But you get one of these, which is a Tarjeta de Identificación, and it says here, Articulo 50 TUE, which I think is Tuesday. No, it isn't. So, I got this based on the Article 50 agreement, which said that anybody who was here before Brexit can continue with the exact same status as a European citizen after, as long as I don't leave. So if I leave for more than 5 years, I lose that and I'd have to come back as a newbie. So if you are thinking of moving to Spain for more than 3 months, you do need a visa. One of the visas is the golden visa, and I've read that if you buy a property of more than $500,000, that qualifies you, or you have to invest at least $500,000 in the country so you can buy a business, or I know you can give $500,000 to charity. I don't know the details, but so that would be one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is retiring here. So if you have an old age pension which qualifies for the residency, which is 4 times the standard wage. Not the minimum wage, but there's a calculation they do online, which is basically minimum wage plus a little bit more, minus a little bit more, and you have to have 4 times that for the next 2 years. But if you go and start the process of moving over here, which you have to do from your own country, you can't come here and do it like we used to do in European times. You have to start from your own country and start the ball rolling. Then the two main resources are the government website of the country you're in and the Spanish consul. They will give you all the information you need in the correct order with everything. So don't go to vloggers or YouTube or Facebook and ask those types of questions, because you're getting millions of answers. Go to the official ones. Go ahead.
Sorry, Tim. There's actually a quite a good video on that done by Simon Sutton George, you know, the estate agent in Los Cristianos.
I mentioned the other day. Yeah, he did a good one. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he actually did quite an in-depth video on the YouTube channel regarding that. And at least with Simon, he tells you as it is. He doesn't waffle or anything. He just says, look, this is it.
Cool. So Simon Sutton George, I can't find his link, but if you just put Simon Sutton George into YouTube,
yeah, that should come up. Yeah,
follow his channel, then it'll probably be in one of his playlists there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So that's pretty good. In fact, I met with him the other day because he was thinking of upping his game on YouTube. Go and subscribe to his channel because he does walkthroughs of all the properties that that require it, I should say. And I might be filming for him one of these days. I've decided I fancy going and doing a bit of filmmaking for him. So maybe once every couple of weeks I'll do a film with him.
A Place in the Sun starring Tim Dowd.
Well, I won't be on camera, but I'll do all the editing and stuff. So we'll see how that works.
It's Craig says Christina looks tired today.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not in a bit. Why are you in a bad mood today? That's what I want to know.
I mean, it's the weather and not the mood. But just my whole feeling goes, it affects people with MS a lot if the weather changes.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's one of the reasons we came here was the constant weather. Mm-hmm. And when the weather changes, Christina gets a. She can't. Well, when we're moving from one chair to the next, she usually stands up, you know? Mm-hmm. Although she can't stand on her own, but she helps. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, she's like, you know, a bag of spuds, isn't it?
Rigid.
Bag of spuds.
Little Canarian spuds, yeah. She's a wrinkly potato.
Tim, before I love you and leave you, I'm just going to show you my view.
Okay, thanks. Oh, here we go. Up in the roof again. Oh, wow, look at that. Let me just put you on solo there. Wow. Can you tell us exactly where, any landmarks that we could have a look at?
Yeah, well, the island you can see right in front of me is the Isle of Man. It's about 22 miles from here.
Uh-huh.
So on the west coast of Scotland, about 30 miles south of Glasgow.
Wow.
And that's the Clyde you're looking at.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful.
What's that big yellow thing in the sky?
Yeah, well, actually, funnily enough, anybody here hides from it because they're not used to seeing it.
Ray's just come on. Ray, if you can mute the TV there for a second. Strange. I've just muted you, Ray, for a second. I'll bring you back on in a minute. Alan, thanks for that.
That's okay. No problem, Tim. I'll speak to you soon.
Okie dokie.
Bye, Alan. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank
you. Bye, Juliana.
Bye.
Full parking.
So everybody. We're going to bring Ray on now.
Also very, very busy.
Ray, if you can hear me, I can hear the TV in the background. So you're going to have to turn that off before I can bring you on. Oh, he's gone. Not to worry. Ray, thanks for dropping in. Denise Pearson, who is at the moment in Puerto de la Cruz, if I remember correctly. Tim, only just tuned in. Apologies. We have, as you know, moved to Puerto, and we have to jump through hoops, as mentioned. But we have our police appointment on the 20th for our residency.
Wow.
Well done.
Nice.
Well done. There was a big controversy there because the person that was doing it didn't do it, and yada, yada, yada. So I'm really glad, Denise, that you got... When it's all sorted and you're getting ready... pop down to the south and we'll go on out and have a drink. I was asking Chris whether she wanted to go up to Puerto, and she's not really up for it, and it's really not that wheelchair friendly, except for along the front there, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But so if you want to come down to the south and just pour your heart out, I'll tell you what, I'll interview you and you can tell us how hard it is to get residency from there.
That would be a good interview.
In fact, keep notes, right, about everything you've done. And then I'll even do a vlog for you if you want, if you don't want to do it yourself. And we'll have the we'll have an interview, and then we'll go out to dinner somewhere. Jack Bell, live today. Live today. No one is promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I don't do the dishes, because I think if I die tonight, I've done the dishes for nothing. Steve is on. So true, Jack. Yeah. Ali Bennett's on. Alan Fraser. Good luck, Denise. I'm way behind on the things here. I'm going to go quick now.
The screen is black.
Oh, the screen is black. Why is that? Oh, you know why? Because I'm on the wrong side as well. There you go. I'm on the right side again now. Yeah, it's when somebody jumps out, then it goes to a standard screen. I forgot to press the button. Sorry about that. Because I was on Alan. I didn't come back. Okay, don't worry about it. You could still hear us though, couldn't you? Okay, I think you're gonna love your wisdom, guys. Thank you. More power to LMS. Thank you very much. Marie is amazing, so relax. We miss our two sons, but time's great. So I'm going down all the short ones. I'm looking at retiring next year, so the information about moving to Tenerife has been cool, because Cranky Pete. As I say, it did change with Brexit, so Denise has got the most up-to-date information. So if she's willing to share a story, that would be really great. And all you need to do, Denise, is just make little notes, and I'll turn it into a story for you. Unless you're a storyteller, then you can do it yourself. I'll just film you. Tim, we'll both definitely come and meet you. And yes, Steve, up for that. Cool, dude. Okay, dude. Couldn't see, blacked out. Blackout, blackout, blackout. Back in the room. All good now. David Butler, is it your birthday today or was it yesterday?
On Sunday.
Happy Sunday birthday.
Yes.
Happy Sunday birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Belated birthday, right. Mm-hmm. So we've had two guests. Ray was on. Unfortunately, Ray's the background thing from Ray. I'm sorry about that. Was blasting through there. And I know you had your earphones on, so you probably couldn't hear it. Jenny says, thanks. All health issues really becomes an obstacle. It's probably the toughest country I've experienced for immigration. Money, 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 but never go backwards. Great answers. Thank you so much.
Good.
And Giuliani, same to you when I go over, says Sarah Childs.
Aw, yes, we will meet.
Martina Bolger says, hi, Tim. Hope you, Chris, feel better soon. She'll be all right. I'll stick some food in there.
I'll definitely be all right tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Even if it's still raining.
Because it's the change that's different. Change. Yeah. It's just the cusp. Are you drinking a glass of wine tonight with me?
That makes you feel warmer.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's have two bottles each.
No.
And we're on this...
All you can eat diet.
It's an all you can eat half. It's an all you can eat half diet. We've decided to cook less.
I love that diet.
It's an all you can eat diet. I'm so stupid. Did we show all the films from me last week? Didn't we?
Yes.
We showed them all, didn't we? But Image Live, Kazilla Pokolski. I'm sorry I got your name wrong, but you got mine wrong as well. Hello, Tommy says. Thanks for the birthday. You're welcome. I still have that fridge magnet you gave me. I use it for when I'm getting, what's the miracle wrap? What's it called?
Alufolia?
No, the clear wrap.
Ah.
Yeah. The fresh wrap, yeah. It's called, yeah. I put that on the fridge and then pull it down like that, and then I stick...
The cling wrap.
Cling wrap. Cling film is, that's right, cling film.
Cling film.
That's the British...
Okay.
Well, it's like Kleenex, it's the make, yeah? But it's like for everything, it's all called cling film. So I put the cling film on the fridge door, put the thing on it, and then pull it down, and cut it off, and then I wrap Christina's half apple in it or something. Like that. Whatever we have done. We're coming up to the hour now, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for those guys who popped in. Ray, again, I'm sorry it didn't work out there, but we shall see. Next week, we've got to talk about next week, because next week, as you know, is the first Wednesday of the month. And so we're on Giuliani's channel. So if you're not subscribed to Giuliani, do it right now. Close the chat. Go to the description of this video. Click on Giuliani's channel. Subscribe and then come back. And you'll get a notification then next week when she goes live. It is Wednesday 5:55 as always, and just before that, I will go live here just for those people that were hanging around and forgot to send them over there. And I think now you've allowed me to... hey, Ray's back on again. We're going to bring him in 2 seconds. But I think that you allow me now to direct to you, right? You've just got to go into settings and put my name in the who can direct to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'll show you how to do it at the end. Right? And then what will happen is it'll automatically go over to Juliani's website after you've watched my 10 minutes of gaff. That's what we're going to do. We're going to gaff for 10 minutes, aren't we?
Yeah.
With the big camera, with the GH5 Mark II. So it's going to be really HD, full HD, 60 frames a second. Ray, sir, I'm going to bring you on in just 2 seconds. Let me just do this. Select this one. Add option B. Ray, done. Can I hear you, Ray? Can you say something?
Yeah, but Tim, can you hear me?
There we go. There's Ray all on his own there. How the devil are you, sir? Cool dude. I'll bring you on all here now. Here he is in the corner. Thank you so much for coming in, my friend. And thank you for all the support of the channel. You, with your super support and the money that you donate, we can carry this on as long as we're great. When are you coming over? This is what I'm asking.
ASAP.
ASAP, good. There you go. As soon as possible. How do you say that in Spanish, Juliani? Como...
Lo más rápido posible.
Lo más rápido
posible. I'm in the kitchen.
You're in the kitchen. And what's been happening, Ray? I know that you've been watching religiously me walks and stuff, but what have you been doing in the meantime when I'm not around?
Hopefully October.
He's coming.
Oh, he's coming. Okay, cool. I think there might be a delay. Is there a delay?
Yes.
Wait. I think Ray's on the moon, actually, because it takes 8 minutes for the sound to get
light
from
years.
Here to the moon. Yeah.
I think the problem is I've got you.
I think he's maybe listening to not to the live show. I think he's listening to the thing in the back.
That might be.
Uh-huh. I think
Tennis, I've got you on the first channel, and when I joined, I'm getting two at once.
Right, so the first one you were looking at, you've got to close that down and just go to the one where you joined, because that's live for us. And we're 30 seconds ahead of everybody else. So close one of them and keep this one open, and then you can talk live. He's got two. You can hear me live now? This is live TV, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. We shall get this sorted out. What we'll do, when we finish, Ray, stay on. Don't close anything, okay? You won't be, we won't be broadcasting anymore, but we'll be able to talk to you. And one of them will stop, which is the one you're probably listening to now. And then the live one, which is the one I want you to listen to, that'll carry on. So don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, so, boss.
What we're going to do, we're just going to go around the table quick. Ray, I won't include you in this because it'll be a 30-second delay. So I'm going to go around the table. It's an hour now, so I'm going to start with Juliani. What's next week is all about?
Next week, well, we are going to have a special guest. And I'm saying special guest because it's one of our dear viewers, actually, and our dear friends. So we will gonna have a fantastic BB time.
Cool, dude. And
so make sure to join us.
Yes, definitely. And is there a topic that you're gonna talk about with a video or anything like that, or is it just open end?
Open discussion.
Open discussions. A Q&A with Julie.
Yeah.
Quite
and our guest.
and our guest, which we're not going to say who it is, are we?
Not yet.
Not yet. I think
surprise,
we might have given.
Surprise.
I think we might have given the game away at the beginning, but you know.
You know who you are.
Yeah. Chris, are you going to be in a better mood tomorrow?
Definitely.
I'm going to put you in bed tonight and watch a movie, and then I'm hoping to go for a walk tomorrow. But if it's like this, I'm not going. And then on Friday morning, I've got to do my ITV.
Ooh.
Which is the MOT, I think, in Britain. Uh-huh. So the car, I've got an appointment at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I've got to get up at 6 and then go and do the ITV at 7. And then I'll do a walk after that. So I don't know where. If you're on the island, you want to meet us up from Friday, let me know. I think somebody mentioned they did want to walk, and I told them to send me an email, which I haven't received yet. Please send an email if you want to do a walk, and with your WhatsApp number in it, and we'll get together and walk. Okay, Ray, we're going to finish now, but you stay on. Don't go away, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. We've still got 80 people watching. Get well, says Christina, says Michelle. Thanks
thank
for
you.
All of your comments. Thanks for all your support. And I'll see you, if not tomorrow morning, Friday morning, on a walk. And don't forget, Friday afternoon, I'm going to be out and about in either Los Cristianos or Las Americas or Costa Adeje. I haven't decided yet. If you want me to go near you, let me know. Chris, last words?
Last words.
Mm-hmm. Bugger off.
Good.
Good.
Words. Don't come easy to me.
In a little bit of a better mood now.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Good, good.
So, ladles and jelly spoons, Google thinks you might like this one next. And if you want to support the channel, you can support the channel with our wedding photo there in the corner. And if you're not subscribed, subscribe for free where it says subscribe. And I'll pop the things up in this corner for the merch, which I'll be wearing on Friday morning. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Bye.
Bye.